An expert in peace and security studies at the Legon Center for International Affairs and Diplomacy, Dr. Ken Ahosu, has urged government to pay attention to the police in terms of logistics to fight crime. Dr. Ahosu advised the police service to adopt the shoot and kill tactics when dealing with hardened criminals, adding that the police must not move alone when carrying out such duties. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
The government in the first place has to pay attention to the needs of the policemen, especially the logistics that they need as to fight crime. A body armor is something that every policeman that goes on such duty should be provided with. Secondly, there is a type of helmet that is now being used, not the normal type that is shining, and then it is somehow soft outside but hard inside. These things have to be provided to the police. This said and done doesn't mean that no policeman will be killed again. Certain type of tactics that the police have to put in place, they are supposed to shoot and kill and not supposed to arrest criminals. When they realize that these are real hard criminals who are armed robbers, they should no longer try to arrest them. But what they have to do is to shoot, to disarm them, and to a large extent to shoot, to kill them. What is also important is that police should not move about when they are carrying out these duties single. I mean, they should not be solitary, alone, or something moving. What is normally done is that they must in sometimes a number of 3 and 4. Ghanaians speak derogatorily of the policemen, but I have on occasion said that it is time that we respect the policeman and we know the important duties that they perform in our society.